Today, Shir Mishabri Yaimi is once again live from the Yerushalayim Hills of the Vaseret. And we have to see on Tuf Resh Ayin Vav. Seder HaBrachos VaHadlaka. The order of the brachos and the actual mitzvah HaDlaka itself. Aleph. HaMadlik B'Lel Rishon Mevarech Shalosh Brachos. Person who goes ahead and he lights on the first day, he makes three brachos. La'adik Ner Kanaka. V'Sha'asa Nisim. Shechianu, in lo berach zman b'lel rishon. If he didn't say that and didn't make the bracha on zman shechianu on the first day, the baruch b'lel sheni, he says it on the second day, okay, sheyiskor, or when he remembers. So see what this all means. Look at the katan aleph, lahadlik ner chanukah. But Gemara, chol apos gemisa. No, it's not ner chanukah. It's lahadlik ner shel chanukah. Also, the Shulchan Aruch, just you know, is pointing out you say lahadlik as opposed to al hadlakas. Ner Chanukah, which is a whole shiloh, when you say le and when you say al, it's a Gemara Pesachim. And it's not so simple, actually, because really, when a mitzvah can be done al yedei acherim, a lot of times it should really be al. So the big to-do, why lahadlik, we showed him deal with it. Anyway, he's saying, for sure, you say lahadlik, ner, and shel Chanukah. V'chein kasev marshal, ach shekasev sheyomer, shelach Chanukah, b'mila achas, v'lo shel Chanukah, shtei milos. He says you should say shelach Chanukah, as one word, and not shel Chanukah, two words. However, Olam ain't no idea in Makbid is that. Olam is not Makbid, and we all say, Lehadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Anyway, then he goes on and he says, Bazman Hazeh, below Uvazman Hazeh. What's the difference? Bazman Hazeh means the Nes happened at this time, as opposed to Uvazman Hazeh, that we have Nisim also now, like we have back then. And we don't say that because we don't have Nisim like that now. We have Nes Nistar. That was a Nes Nigla. So, therefore, we say bazman hazeh, not uvazman hazeh. And then he says v'giganu lizman hazeh halamid bechirik v'lo bepata. It's not v'giganu lazman hazeh, but it's lizman hazeh. What do you guys say? V'giganu lazman hazeh or lizman hazeh? Shechianu v'kiimanu v'giganu. You say lizman hazeh or lazman hazeh? Okay. Anyway, so I'm supposed to talk about that. It might be more correct to say Lizman Azeb, but I think the Olam is Nayeg. What does it say in the art scroll? Lazman Azeb. Any note or comment there on the bottom? Anyway, Viter. We move Viter. Sif Katan Beis. O Kishe Yizkor. Or when he remembers. What does this mean, or when he remembers? Does this mean he could say Shefianu whenever he remembers? Okay. So look what he says. O Kishe Yizkor. But Tzorah Lomar Kishe Yizkor B'Shar HaLelos B'Shas HaAdlaka. Doesn't mean anytime you remember, you can say it. Rather, you're supposed to say Shechianu. Shechianu is on the Hadlaka, and you don't just say if you remember on the second or third day. You say on the second or third day when you're doing the Hadlaka. So what he means to say, O Kishe Yizkor, meaning if you remember on the fourth day, then, okay, he will say Shechianu even on the fourth day. In this car, Achar HaHadlaka, Eino Mevarech B'Layla Zuvot. And if he remembers on that day after he lit, he does not say the Shechianu on that night any longer. Okay, so that is the Shabru. Baiter, Beis. Milel Rishon Ve'elech, from the first day and on, Mevarech Shtai, meaning after the first day, you only make two brachas, Lahadlik and Sha'asa Nisim, V'Sha'asa Nisim. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Gimel, Shtayim, Lahadlik, V'Sha'asa Nisim, V'Sha'asa Nisim, the Nes Kol Yonla Isa. Because every day there was an ace. Sharei kol shmoni yomim hidliku min habach. Because every day it lit from that pach. Aval, not getting into the Beis Yosef's kasha, obviously. But aval zman, mishigiyanu, laskala zman giyanu. When the bracha of shachiyanu, you make when that beginning of that zman comes, and that is the first day, and therefore shachiyanu is only the first day, but shasa nisim is every day. Back to the Ramah in Sif Beis. Yivarech kol ha-brachos kodem sheyaskil lahadlik. And all the brachas are recited before you start lighting. You know, in other words, you don't say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah and then start lighting and then say the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. You say both brachos and then you light. Why? Because both brachos need to be over Las Yasan, both chelek of the Birchas HaMitzvah, even Sha'asa Nisim, and therefore it has to be recited prior to the Asiyah. Again, you might have thought Sha'asa Nisim is more of a Birchas Shevach Vehodah, which might be able to be recited after when you start lighting, but really Chafila, it should be before you start lighting, making the bracha not only of Lahadlik, but also Shasa Nisan before you start lighting the first candle. What happens if Hidlik, continuing on in the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if Hidlik near Chanukah v'shachach levarech al ha-lakasa? What happens if you lit it near Chanukah and you forgot to make the bracha of Lahadlik? Verak kodim shahidlik kulan nisgar. And he remembers before he lit all the candles, da'adayin lo beirach. Right? So in other words, he forgot to make the bracha before he lit. Forgot to make the bracha before he lit, but he did not yet light all the candles. And then he remembers that he didn't make the bracha. So yesh levarech kol ha-brachos. You can make all the brachos still, even though you already lit the first candle. Od kasav shenisgar lacha shehidlik kulam. However, he writes, if you remember after you went ahead and lit all the candles, then it's too late to make the core first bracha, brachas ha-mitzvah of lahadlik. Right, shidlik kulam ain't levarach brachas lahadlik. You can't make the bracha of lahadlik. Only rak brachas shasa nisim v'chein brachas shachianu yesh levarach. If you finish lighting, then you can still make the bracha of shasa nisim and shachianu, but you can't make the bracha anymore if you lit of lahadlik. Now again, we're talking about obviously when the candles are still shining and lighting. If after they go out, you can no longer make either bracha, as we saw, Shasa Nisim or Shachianu. Let's move back. Third Gimel. Mi shelo hidlik, beino asin lahadlik. Someone who did not light, and he's not going to be lighting, also light. For whatever reason, he knows he's not going to be able to get the light. And also, gam ein malikin alav b'sof peisach. Also, he doesn't have like a wife at home who's going to be lighting and be motzi him, which can be done. If you know that you know you're not going to be home, your wife can light for you in the home. Talking about where he's not going to be performing the mitzvah either by himself or with someone else. Kisharoa Ner Chanukah, when he sees that Ner Chanukah as he's walking through the street, Mivarech Shasa Nisim, he makes the bracha of Asa Nisim with the Re'iyah of the candles. V'lo Rishon, and if it's the first day, Mivarech also Gam Shachiyana. In other words, if it's the first day and he knows he's not going to light and have no one light for him, and he sees the candles, and he says Shasa Nisim and Shachiyana. If it's after the first day and he knows he's not going to light that day or have someone light for him, he says Shasa Nisim when he sees the candles. V'im acharkach b'leil sheni o shlishi bad lahadlik. And then if on the second and third night he actually has the opportunity to be able to light himself, eino chozer mevarach shachianu, he will not go ahead and make a shachianu, even though it's the first night that he's actually doing the lighting himself. Once he set a shachianu on the neiros with re'iyah, that basically ends the Shechianu for him. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Hey. So we're talking about a case where Eino Asid Lahadlik Bosa Laila. He's not going to light at all, nor will anyone else light for him. That's when he make the bracha of Shasa Nisim. Aval, Im Yadlich Akarkaf, if he knows he's going to light later when he gets home, Lo Yivarech Ariyah, he will not make the bracha when he sees it. He holds off. Kevan the Yuchal Yivarech Akarkaf Aladlaka. Since he can make the bracha of Shasa Nisim soon enough, when he gets home and he lights, he does not make that bracha when he sees the candles. Rather, he waits until he gets home and lights. That's when he'll make the bracha achar kach ala hadlaka, afterwards on the hadlaka. Sivkat and vav. V'gam ein madlikin. Also, there's no one lighting for him. V'yesh poskim. There are poskim. V'savri. Afilu yodeya shem madlikin alav beso. There are poskim that say, even if he knows that they're lighting for him in his home, kevan dehu ba'atzmo eino madlik, since he himself is not lighting. V'gam ein mishtatef d'macherim b'priti, and he's not a shutuf in someone else. We're going to talk about when a person's an achsanai, he goes ahead and he gives money towards joining in the hadlaka. So if he's just having someone light for him, like an isha, where he's not being mishtatev gufa in the hadlaka, then tzarech levarech al ariyah lahodos al anes v'gam levarech al shechianu. So we have this machlokes. Some say even if his wife would be lighting for him at home, he should still say the bracha on the Riyah of Shasa Nisim and Shechianu. However, even though there's a machlokes, mikomakom eino kedai lasoskein, it's not kedai to follow this opinion. Why? Lamaisa, you shouldn't be following it. Because safek brachos lahakel, since it's a safek bracha, so we're mekel, which means you don't make the bracha. That's what we make. Mekel doesn't mean you can be mekel and make the bracha. It means safek brachos lahakel, you don't make the bracha. Sif Katan Zayin. So he says, what about the Shachianu if he lights the second day after having not lit the first day and saying the Shachianu on the Riyah? He says, you don't say the Shachianu when you light on the second or third day. Sif Katan Zayin, Eino Chozer, Mishum, Talo Berach, Meat Bo Kishara Neros. Because you already made the Shachianu when you saw the Neros. V'im Be'etzmo Loi Berach, Klal, Mishum Samach Ali Shashab, like as a base. So what happens if a person did not make the Berach the night before? Anytime. When he saw it, or when he was in the house, and he was samech on his wife to light, and therefore he did not make a bracha of al anisim beria, and he did not light, so he didn't make any of those brachos. He says, "Kafima de muchach mederei mechaber," and according to what is clear from the mechaber, the ishto madlek as a love, that if a woman is lighting for him besoch beso chashuv, it's considered kemoshe hidlik batzmo, as if he himself lit. Al kain imba b'leil sheni lebeso umadlik. Therefore, if he comes in that case and he lights in his home the second night, he's not going to say Shachianu, because since going with the Shulchan Aruch, who says the wife lighting for him is mamish as if he's lighting, and therefore it's as if he's also said the Shachianu because his wife did it, so then he would not make a Shachianu when he himself lights the next day. Finally, Sif Dalid, Achar Shehidlik Eimer Haneros Halalu Anu Madlikin Al Hatshuos V'Al Hanisim V'Al Hanflois, a little different nusach than us. Isn't our nusach anu madlikim al hanisim v'yal hanifos v'yal hatshuos? That's our nusach, no? Anyway, but here his nusach is haneiros halalu anu madlikim al hatshuos v'yal hanisim v'yal hanifos, etc. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Ches, achashidik ner arisho. So he says, what does it mean? Achashidik ner harisho. Right, so his first opinion here, the Mishnah Berurah brings, is that after the first light, so let's say on the second night, you already start saying Neiros Halalu after you light the first candle while you light the other candles. That's what the Mishnah Berurah here says. Chuikar, that's the Ikar, the first candle. Then he says, Omer Neiros Halalu Yigmor, and he finishes the Hadlakos, Ba'od Sh'omer, while he's saying Neiros Halalu. Uve Nusach Haneiros, and then if you go and you count the Nusach of Neiros Halalu, Eish Shloshim V'sheish Pevois, there are 36 words in there. Neged Haneros Shal Chanukah Milvad Elu Shnei Tevos Haneros Halalu. Okay, besides the two words of Haneros Halalu, there are 36 Tevos. Klomar Haneros Halalu Hein Shloshim V'Sheish. Right, the Haneros Halalu are 36. Ad Kan Lashon Rashal. That is the Lashon of the Marashal. Uvishnei Tevos Haneros Halalu Yesh Shmona Osios Remeh L'Shmoshi Be'Chanukah. And in two tables of Haneiros Halalu, there are 8 letters. That's connected the 8 days of Hanukkah. You might have said that there's another 8, so you have 44, which are the 8 shamashes that you use, and equal to the 44 you get in the pack you buy from Avian Talos. When we call it Misha Noye Gloimar Haneiros Halalu, La'achar Shehidlik Hakol, however, someone who makes as a minhag to say Haneiros Halalu after he lights all the candles, Nami Shapir Dami, that's also good. And that will end off with a little lumdus here, because we have some extra time. That all has to do with the Hakira and how you understand the extra candles in terms of the Chelek HaMitzvah, right? Because if you view them as the Mahajim and Ahajim now become absorbed into the Chelek of the Mitzvah, into the actual Maisa Mitzvah, so then obviously it's going to be a Hefsek to say Haneiros Halalu. If you just view it as like a Stam Addendum, so then you would say Haneiros Halalu after the first. What do you guys do? Haneiros Halalu at the end?
I usually say Haneiros Halalu after I'm
like, all of them?
Yeah.
After? All right. Okay. Very good. Hakol Achar HaMinog.